This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I think most pets in these situations, they're very, very scared. I think there's a lot of anxiety going on with these guys and their environment's changed, absolutely.
Yeah, so what can we do to ensure, particularly when we know something's coming, to ensure that, you know what, their stress levels are going to be down?
I think providing them with a very, very safe environment is important. A lot of dogs and cats are very, very anxious with the sound of the storm or, I guess, the lightning, the amount of rain, the wind. Providing them a safe environment, often inside the home, they can't hurt themselves, I think is quite paramount in situations.
So what sort of things, because I know like pets often like, they like to get in little holes and stuff like that. Is providing that sort of space for them good?
A little cubby hole, that's nice. Often a box or some dogs like to hide under the bed or in a cupboard. Always be with you within a certain room, maybe a laundry that's quite comfortable and supportive is nice. Offering them plenty of bedding and maybe some food would be good too.
Now, when it comes to, I mean, that's I suppose dogs are an easy one because they're fairly malleable, but cats are a different story, aren't they?
Cats can be more challenging, and I think cats, when they become anxious, they tend to hide. Often they hide outside or under the roof space or under the house, for example. And I guess when cats are anxious and stressed, they can lash out and scratch and bite. Mm. I think being very careful and offer them a nice, cozy environment inside, maybe putting a nice towel around them, being supportive, scooping them up is quite good for these cats.
Yeah. I know during the heavy rains, one cat, we've got a home, very, very smart, decided to pull up a chair inside the house. The other one, we didn't see him for hours and hours. He was hiding somewhere. He was dry, but he's hiding somewhere.
They can certainly find their own comfort zone, and I think cats like to be a bit more independent, whereas dogs, they need that human interaction and that support.
Is there anything we should think about, post-storms as the weather starts to dry up and things like that?
I guess post-storms, as the weather dries up, it's really important to make sure that dogs and cats have got access to fresh, clean water. Mm. We know that with the plenty of rain around, we can see contaminated sewage, we can see bacteria, yeah. E. coli and other parasites that can potentially make dogs and cats very unwell. Vomiting and diarrhea is quite common with these. So I think having access to fresh water, I know there's plenty of water around, but fresh water, tap water would be good. And also some nice palatable food.
Absolutely.
Would be great to have. Yep.
Fantastic. Yep. Great to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.